Yeah, talking about Tecovas. Love Tecovas boots. Some of my favorites here. This upcoming concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop for the best in Western style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring and summer, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Stop by your local Tecovas store today, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it out to a store, visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com. They offer free shipping on all boots, as well as free returns and exchanges. And they ship right to your door. Go to Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Ross Patterson Revolution! Brought to you by GhostBed.com.
Ooh, James.
Ooh.
Ooh. I've got all the things here on the desk. All the things. The tissues, the Sudafed, trying to get through it. Trying to get through it, you know?
All your fucking sex toys.
They're happy, all here.
Mm-hmm. Happy All Souls Day to those who celebrate.
Yeah. Yes. Absolutely. Whatever that is. Whatever
yes,
that is.
We all do.
As long as we don't have to take kids out in 38 degree weather, we're fine.
Yeah.
We're fine, but Jesse and I are dealing with it a little bit today with a little bit of congestion, the sniffles, if you will. We took the children's out for Halloween.
Yeah.
Not complaining about the weather. I do love this weather. However, it was just such a drastic switch from 90 to, you know, 38 degrees overnight that I think all of us got sick in the neighborhood and the kids and, you know, all the stuff.
Yeah.
But it's Little Friday and I don't care. I'm all jacked up on fucking meds.
Right.
So we're going to have a goddamn show today, kids. All right?
Yep. Yep.
We're going to have a show today. Show goes on, whether we're sick or not.
We're going to find out what the celebrities, what did they go as? What did you go as?
For me?
I know, Teen Wolf.
Teen Wolf, yeah. It was a classic, and it was also the warmest costume that kept me warm partially throughout the evening, you know?
Right.
But I was a sweet, sweet Teen Wolf, and it's one of those things we talk about every single year on the show. If you're an old school homie on this, is like Heidi Klum's bullshit, you know?
Right.
Where you're just like, okay, what is this? What are you?
But you're kind of a Heidi Klum, right? Where like every year you try and wear the same outfit over and over.
No, dude. Every year fucking weird.
No.
What was the weird thing, like Bob, this year? I saw it last night.
She was a peacock.
So first,
pop that up on screen.
I'll give you the close up first. Yeah. This isn't the full costume.
That's all we need.
I look forward to this. I look forward to this every year.
Are you the one person that actually looks forward to this?
No, he does. He does.
Heidi, you are the queen of Halloween.
This makes my year.
She's the queen of Halloween.
It was so fun. I wanted to make something very elaborate, and I wanted to make a costume with multiple people. And then I started thinking about, well, what could that be? And then I was thinking a peacock, because the peacock is kind of together with the feathers.
And
then
you're on
it
NBC.
Opens up.
How long did it take?
Yeah. Maybe like hair and makeup took maybe like 6 hours. But really, it was more in the planning, meeting with the artists, figuring out their costumes. We all have different kind of prints within our fabric. So that, you know, hopefully when you zoom out, you know, it kind of melts together somehow. Happy Halloween! And E.T. starts right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go, kids. That's what Heidi was. It's more about the planning and the artists and all that shit. If Israel or Ukraine had this kind of planning, there wouldn't be a war right now. It would be over because you put this much effort into this bullshit.
Well, Hamas did. But anyway, so look at this picture.
Pop it up on screen there.
Can I tell you something?
Uh-huh.
Please.
I would.
You would what?
Of course.
Have sex with Heidi Klum? Yes.
No.
No. What are we doing?
Peacock Heidi Klum.
What does that mean?
Oh,
yeah, because
yeah,
it's
yeah,
still
yeah.
Heidi Klum.
I know. Yeah. Would you worm? Would you do worm Klum?
Any Klum.
He'd do any Klum.
Yeah,
and I think he said this.
Heidi Klum.
I think he said this last year, too. Like, I was the, you know, woman hating other women thing, and you guys were loving the worm and just being like, doesn't
she's
matter
so
what she. I know. And like, she's just so fun. And look, it's her favorite holiday. And she has the money to hire movie quality special effects makeup.
Yes.
So, really. Whatever it is like, holy shit, that's better than Spirit Halloween, obviously.
Well, what about her husband here, who she may dress up as an egg? And that poor gimpy motherfucker had to walk around in like a goddamn egg all night. Show him if you can find him there. I mean,
well,
he was
in the
briefly
video.
In the video.
He was
briefly.
In the video.
Yeah.
That could be anyone. That could be anyone right there, okay?
And gosh, they just
that could
had
be...
to...
That could be President Xi of China. That could be Ricky Henderson.
But I mean, look, this
could
is
be the kid from The Sixth Sense. That could be anybody underneath there.
This is like this is what you do when you tell God, you're like, man, I will do anything to spend the rest of my life
with Heidi Klum.
Fucking Heidi Klum.
Yeah. I was gonna say it could be Bob if he just would quit fucking around.
Yeah, but hey, Bob, look at this.
This you could
can,
be you.
That you can actually add this to your list. Who is on it? Ariana Grande now. Heidi Klum. Who was the other one we determined last time?
Like super realistic for Rob to have sex with?
Yeah. Well, look. Yes.
Where like he felt. Oh, yeah. Munn.
Munn.
I think
Munn.
Like people. Yeah.
How is Olivia Munn realistic for him?
Because of Mulaney.
No,
Mulaney's
her past boyfriends were like that too.
Mulaney.
When I worked with her, she was dating Brian Greenberg. Do you guys remember that guy?
No.
Right.
Mulaney's talented though.
Brian Greenberg, nicest dude in the world.
I thought he was hot.
Reminds
though.
Me of Bob.
He
in
was
real
hot.
Life. Brian Greenberg?
Yeah.
No, he's just a normal dude.
I know,
pull
but he was a good-looking, like,
he was
a good-looking dude.
How to Make in America.
Yes, and he was
normal,
great.
He's a normal-looking dude. There you go. Pop him up right there.
Yeah, but, like...
It's fine. Looks like a young Michael Rappaport.
That's a bad picture. You just
you
put
go.
Up a
no,
bad
no,
picture.
No, that's exactly what he looks like in real life.
I mean, yeah, no, that, you got nothing, it. Nothing special here.
Hey, let could all have been right. Rob with Olivia Munn.
It's, by the way, today's my anniversary. This is
oh,
extra hilarious.
Oh, happy
perfect.
Anniversary to
perfect.
Your
conversation.
Happy anniversary. Now, if mm-hmm. she listened,
she
I
won't.
Would, I yeah.
She won't.
I would
she
actually feel really bad. But yeah. As we know... Bob could get Olivia Munn. He chose his beautiful wife.
Sure did.
It did.
We sure
and,
did. And then here we are. Congratulations, and, you guys.
Yes, congratulations. Two kids. Real estate mogul.
On
I mean,
the
you're all right. You're doing good.
You're doing good, bud. You're doing good, bud.
Not too worried about it.
Okay.
You're doing good. Yeah. You got to wear what, like a onesie costume or something? You didn't have to be an egg with your wife.
No.
I mean, everything's great.
Jesse does. Do we know? Does the audience know that you do like movie quality makeup and shit?
Yeah, we said it last.
Yeah, but have they ever seen it? We ever showed them?
I think
definitely
we
showed Dog.
Which one did we show?
Oh, we
dog,
showed
the,
Dog.
No, no.
And then
she
I
did
think
that to
we
herself.
I think we
I'll
showed.
Text you, I'll text you this, Bob, real quick, of what she did to our children. It's incredible.
No, the Chucky and the.
Yeah,
the Chucky
year before,
and Pennywise.
Chucky and Pennywise,
is,
like, dude,
is a masterpiece for
I
me. But
I
think we showed that one.
Yeah, but I saw her post.
Yeah,
it's on Instagram. I got it.
There you go.
I thought I'll you posted it on Instagram.
I did.
You,
it's in that. It's in the. There's a couple
there you
pictures.
Go. I actually
right there.
Show this picture, Bob. The one that I'm going to send you right now.
Yeah.
There it is. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, movie quality makeup. There, everybody was like, Jesus Christ.
And I say movie quality because it's hard to get kids to sit
still
for
yeah.
long enough to yeah. even do anything like this. So I say I pat myself.
But because of that, Jesse doesn't get to dress up because you're usually working on other children throughout the day and other things and all that stuff. And
Day of the Dead.
Yeah, this is a nice little make 'em up right now, a little dress up you have going on there.
Oh,
are those prescription?
Yeah, like
she's moved on to Christmas.
Yeah, I moved on to Christmas, and
is that why you're holding this up right
I'm
now?
I'm smart. Oh shit!
Yeah, yeah, that's a Christmas cup of coffee.
I get done with Halloween right away.
Sweater, you got the whole
I packed
thing.
All of the decorations up yesterday.
Thanksgiving,
like,
no thanks.
Actually, I love
Thanksgiving. Yeah, we love Thanksgiving, but there's
there's no decorations, Christmas. Right?
There's a couple people that put like blow up turkeys and shit in the yard.
There's no like, there's no inflatables, but you know, there's some gourds.
There's definitely inflatables.
Some leaves. Autumnal.
Yeah,
some autumnal decorations. Yeah.
We dress up as pilgrims and Indians at our house on that day.
Yep.
Paint the kids like Native Americans, and we'll probably play Flowers of the Killer Moon for them. You know, just on in the background.
That's pretty good.
Let them know the heritage.
Yeah, so one person in the studio saw it.
We'll never see it again, but it was okay.
I appreciate that answer, because we all have movies like that you watch it and you're like, man, this is good, but I'll never watch this again.
Yeah.
And then you kind of walk away from it and forget about it the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm. You know? Like it hit you then, and you went through all the things.
It's unfortunate that's probably going to be Scorsese's last movie.
How old is he? Look him up.
He eventually, at the end, makes an appearance in the movie, which I think is like one of his... he doesn't do it often. So it just kind of read as if it was his last movie, because he put himself in the movie.
Okay. I like that.
Speaking of Scorsese, but go ahead. What?
I mean, he's got 14 upcoming, but they're mostly producers. Let's see if there's any.
There's no directing.
No directing upcoming, It's all producers.
This is it. And you never know, right? And same with Ridley Scott. All these guys are working Clint Eastwood.
Ridley Scott's working his dick off.
All of them.
Ridley Scott doesn't want
to
die.
Yeah, he's just like, I'm going to do a million projects so I don't die.
None of them. And even Clint Eastwood's super pissed off about it behind the scenes that there's strikes going on and he can't make a movie.
He's like, you're going to kill me.
I know. I'll give you a quick update, too, by the way. They're very close to finishing the Screen Actors Guild thing. It's down to this AI issue, which somebody's going to have to fold on this one way or the other. But I'm not sure how that's going to shake out as far as... I think the actors will lose a bunch of shit. Mm-hmm. Obviously, same with the writers and all that other stuff. But the AI thing is very real. And speaking of which, real quick, before we get to the De Niro trial here... we talked about this, I believe, on the last episode about the Beatles having a new song with AI and all that other stuff. It came out today. And I was like, how do you do this? They found this old recording of John Lennon, and then McCartney did it. And they had a trailer they played this morning for it. And then they released it to the world. I listened to it. I know you don't like the Beatles. I like the Beatles. I actually really like this song. It's really good. The hardest part about AI in today's world, especially with a band like the Beatles, is we know what the Beatles sound like, and it's that scratchy record, you know, that quality of recording that isn't as professional as today and cleaned up and polished and all that other shit. So when you hear it, it's as if the Beatles were alive today recording like the most polished studio album today versus a song that sounds like from when it was actually recorded from like the 1970s.
Wasn't the singing just AI? Because like if they have tracks, they can just put that together.
They did have a track. And so that was the thing. And then they put it together. The problem is you're AI-ing it for multiple verses and things like that, hooks, shit like that. There wasn't a full clean take of this one song all the way through. So you used AI to kind of cheat certain parts. They're not going to tell you which ones, obviously. And they got the whole family involved, though. So Yoko made a statement. The kid. Remember the kid? I forgot about the kid. Julian.
Sean. Julian?
Yeah.
I think there's another one, too.
I think it's that, too. Julian or Sean, whatever the fuck.
Well, he was a big piece of shit.
Sean Lennon.
Father. Yeah.
So. Julian was the one from the first marriage, I think, right?
Yeah. That got, like, fucked over.
This is what you're really going to love about this, okay?
Oh, okay.
Because there's only... two Beatles left. And I didn't know this, or else I would have shared it when we talked about him a couple days ago. Paul had to call Ringo and get him in to do stuff.
To do the drums and stuff?
Yeah, because it's a Beatles song. If he doesn't call him, it's like...
I think they're
not
going to
release
hang,
it.
Dude. How do you not hang if you're the only ones left?
I don't think he wants to hang with Ringo anymore. You know, he's just like, God, can we just get him out of here? Just get Ringo out of here. But he's on it. They all released a group statement and a trailer for it today. I listened to the song. It is very good. I like it. It's but it's just so polished that you're like, holy shit. It's like he's alive today versus like, all right, I prefer the old scratchy shit of the recording. Like, you're, you know, it's tough to bring back somebody from the dead and leave it just the way it was, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, and I never like that stuff. So
I know you don't. I know you don't. But it actually, I was very surprised. I was like, oh, it's going to be fucking dog shit, dude. And like,
oh, look, the Beatles are formulaic as well. You know, it is what it is.
It's good, though. And yeah. It's, by the way, it's just Lennon in it. There's no McCartney. So, I mean, as far as singing wise, you know, they often trade it off. But in this one, it is all Lennon. So it just sounds very smooth and polished where you're like, oh all right. Well, if he was alive today, maybe. Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But that's not the recording from 1972 or whatever the fuck it was. So. It is what it is. You brought up this De Niro trial thing to me before we came on air today.
Yeah.
I'll let you intro this because I don't know much about it, actually.
Yeah, and I don't think people do because you hear, okay, De Niro on trial. Is it a kid thing? I think that's what Delco's like. Is it a custody thing? What are we doing? It's De Niro, right? So Bob, the thing I was asking you is, so he, I think his company sued his assistant,
yes,
Graham Chase Robinson, this lady, and she in turn countersued. So they sued her for $6 million for basically stealing $5 million in.
I think it was just 5 million miles.
5 million miles. Oh, okay.
Yeah, 5 million air miles.
Airline miles.
Five million airline miles.
Any Kohl's cash taken?
And then using some things with the production company for personal gain, like the company card or something like this.
Yeah.
So when she was fired, his production company sued her.
So it says stealing items such as airline points. So she's basically, he alleged that she was stealing, just like a whole
lot of like she was an assistant for 11 years. Got promoted from personal assistant up to like executive personal assistant, whatever that means. And so, I'm sure she had access to a lot of stuff and had to buy things and whatever. And so they were alleging that she sat around and watched Netflix all the time.
Sure.
And stole this, and was fired.
So
then she filed a countersuit for $12 million.
Okay.
Gendered.
Discrimination,
you know, I guess, I mean, there's a lot of things in it, but
so
basically that's the headline of the suit is a gender discrimination and retaliation is her lawsuit.
Uh-huh.
And then within the lawsuit are a bunch of things that she's saying.
Alleging he did in terms of being like a mean boss or whatever.
Yes.
Some of it. Basically, just sounds like, dude, what are you complaining about?
Some of it sounds like you're a personal assistant to an old, everyone knows he's not a great guy to work for, right? Super rich, whatever, dude. So some of it is you're a personal assistant that's making quite a bit of money, about $300,000 a year, and you're going to be asked to do some shit that you don't want to do or called at weird times. Some of it is that.
But after talking
to Bob, I think there's other stuff.
I would say there's things on both sides of the line.
But let me describe what that job is real quick, because you're saying what is an executive assistant. So a guy like that has about 10 assistants.
For sure.
And then one is in charge of them. De Niro will probably just talk to her, and then she's supposed to tell everybody else what to do. If she's watching Netflix all day, then that means nothing's getting done, because she's probably the only one he's talking to.
He had a couple. He had another dude assistant, I guess Harvey, that had been with him for literally ever and went on the road with him and personal trainer and all of this. Part of the gender discrimination is that he would have her do, quote, womanly tasks, female tasks, sometimes asking her to clean the house and, you know, stuff like that. Because he took the stand yesterday, like his, you know, retort or defense is the funniest part, I think. You know,
he's probably
he's like, I didn't ask you to mop the fucking floors. I asked you to be there during the remodel and like make sure it's not, you know,
right. Check on shit.
Check on shit. I mean, do your personal assistant. I mean, what are the lines of that when you've been working with someone for so long? Like, personal assistant is like, as he gets older, as he gets whatever, you're going to assist with a lot more things, I think.
And for $300K a year, you should.
She said he called her at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning one time. His defense to that was, I threw my back out at 2 a.m. I waited to call you.
I think he said he fell down the stairs.
He fell down the stairs and was like not able to move, needed to go to the hospital and didn't want to call her at 2 a.m. So like waited until 4 or 5
yeah.
to take him to the hospital. Like, yeah, man, like you know.
You are a personal assistant.
Yes.
All of this is totally normal.
So far.
There's also, and she's also like, he yelled at me a lot.
Right, because he's Robert De Niro.
And he called me a brat one time.
She probably was.
Actually, she said he called her a bitch.
So that was where I was going to go over to the, I think that's a little bit across the line, just being like, you fucking bitch, like do what I, like that's right. A little different than me. Like, you're being a brat.
But it depends on the context.
It does depend. There's certain context, certainly.
So now it's a he said, she said, because she said bitch, and he says on the stand, I called you a brat. I would use the word bitch in talking about other people because we had a relationship that I'm talking to you.
He's like, I was never abusive. I was never, he says he was never like, you know, like just being cruel or anything like that.
Cut to him lashing out on the stand at her, but.
Well,
anyway,
he's fucking pissed. Yeah,
he's pissed.
He's probably 82. He doesn't want to be there. He's being sued. It's time out of his fucking day. Mm-hmm. He's about to have another kid, I think.
Had the kid already.
Had the kid. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just pissed off about all of it. I mean, I don't really see the problem with it. I mean, a long time ago on the show, we talked about this, you and I, but one of Jesse and I's best friends was Dustin Hoffman's personal assistant.
Yes.
And so, the only time my interaction with him, he called one time at 6 a.m. and said, the pipes are out. I need so-and-so, right? And I was like, cool, let me find her. She was engaged to another friend of mine, and I go, great. And he was super pissed off about it, but it was the morning of the Golden Globes. The pipes were out in the house. He needed hot water and everything else, and she was paid a shit ton of money. She didn't care. I didn't give a fuck. That was her boss. And that's what the gig is. So I don't really understand the problem with it other than nobody wants to fucking work anymore.
So there was one in particular that I was like, all right, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
What was it?
So she was at a family member's funeral and he just kept calling her to book his son a bus ticket. And she was like, you knew I was at the funeral. You knew it was that day and you were calling me. And De Niro just goes, so, and he denied knowing she was at the funeral at the time. But his exact quote from the stand was, I don't know if they were putting the body in the ground or at a wake or something. He was like, I don't know what part of the funeral was. Yeah. I'm just calling.
I love it. I don't. Again,
also, my question is like,
have a problem
what
with it.
Family member?
Yes. I was just going to say
Nana?
That.
Right. Is it great Nana? You know what I mean? Is it husband?
It
I mean, my
cousin?
God. Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
Who is it?
Horrible.
And then, there was another thing that this isn't really De Niro's fault, but this does make it sound like it was a nightmare for her.
Okay.
De Niro's girlfriend, I couldn't find the first name. They keep calling her Miss Chen in the article.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Emily anyway, or something. De Niro's girlfriend was like convinced that he was banging her.
Yes. This is according to her. So the point is like
they showed texts in the trial.
Yes.
That showed as much that she was that.
Yes.
His girlfriend was texting him being like, what's the deal with you two? Like, what the fuck?
Right, right. Which is actually crazy that you can subpoena
it's called discovery.
I know, but yeah. You can subpoena his phone to find out, like, if he was talking shit about his assistant. Newsflash, he was.
Yeah.
He was.
Yeah.
But that's
that's
you know what I mean?
Though.
Like, newsflash, they're going to be bitching about, especially if we've been together. But, so, the weird thing about this, I think, is, like, she hated it so much, she didn't want to be fired. She was pissed that she got fired in the way that she did, right? Because they were like, you're just not, I mean, you're watching Netflix all the time, you're taking money. Like, so she actually wanted to keep the job. She's saying that she got fired because his new, much younger girlfriend, baby mama, didn't like her and was suspicious of her. And that's why she got fired. So it's one of those trials, again, like the Gwyneth Paltrow, that it's just the one-liners are going to be really good. Like, I don't know if they were putting him down on the ground. I don't know, whatever.
That's great. I love all of it.
And it's grumpy De Niro, and he's just like, he hates so much that he's there. So it's It's just a combative,
The other one that was great, and I'm on De Niro's side for this, is...
I've never left De Niro's side for this entire thing.
The funeral one's a lot for me.
Yeah,
and I do feel bad for her.
I need
her.
To know the relative.
Yeah, I do feel bad for her. That's in De Niro's fault, but I do feel bad for her that the girlfriend was like, you want to fuck her, don't you?
And yes, it's just and like, she's been with him for 11 years. And by the way, she put up... I think what she's also saying is like, I put up with all of this,
yeah,
and I get fired now because he has some younger girl. Like,
right.
Listen to all the stuff that I've been through to get to this point.
Right. And so the other one, though, is her lawyers are like fucking one of the things are like, did you ever talk to Miss whatever the fuck her name is, Graham or Robinson? Did you ever talk to Miss Robinson on the phone while you were urinating? And Robert De Niro's like, it's a couple times. So what? So the fuck what? Yeah. You brought me here for that?
Yep.
That's what he said on the stage. Like, you brought me here for that.
Yeah. Yes. He's in a Scorsese movie. Basically, he's a wise guy. And he's just like, you're not going to get me. By the way, I don't think he's going to go down for this. But I guess she had to like scratch his back too sometimes.
Okay.
And he had a back scratcher, but he didn't want to use it. He wanted her to do it.
Well, the back scratchers are terrible. I don't know if you've bought one from like the Las Vegas airport or something, but it's
that's the only one that I go.
Yeah, yeah.
That's fucking weird.
Especially if he made her raw dog it and go straight on back.
Straight on back. If it's,
If it's raw De Niro back, then yeah, you get a problem with it. If it's over
raw
dog
back scratch,
old man back.
If it's over a sweater, though, who cares, I guess. But yeah.
But it's a weird thing to ask your assistant to do, I guess, right?
Depends on where you are and in the moment. And he's so fucking old right now. Maybe he couldn't reach himself anymore. Or he's just like, hey, do you mind just scratching my back real quick? I got to fucking do this thing.
Yeah. So,
you know, I just think he's over life now at this point. And putting him on trial for something like this is completely fucking ridiculous. And yeah, dude, these lawsuits are time consuming. And the text discovery now of all of this shit is the worst. Because now you're getting all of it from everything. I mean,
and now they're going into his company. So now we're, I think, today or tomorrow going to go into like inner workings of his company, which nobody wants.
Nope.
But they're also going to have people obviously on his side that are still employed by him saying how nice and amazing he is. So I don't know.
Look.
Again, I think the poors again will lose on this. Same with Gwyneth. I don't know if Gwyneth ran into that guy. Like, I don't know.
I don't think... With both of these...
She's unlikable.
Neither of these should go to trial. This is a waste of everyone's time and money and energy. And holy Christ, man. I mean, it's just... Yeah. And again, this text bullshit or emails, and because they get emails too. They get emails, all your text messages, anything that they find pertinent. It was this one lawsuit where I was in, where in my fucking testimony, they had to say your response to so-and-so, that this was rad, sweet, and then a picture of your penis. Is this your penis? And then that was in there, and so they pulled it up, and I go, no, it's not my penis. It's just a penis that I thought was sweet. So this fully exists in a lawsuit that is recorded. I had to give testimony on it.
Right.
And they said, well, why did you think it was appropriate to send him a picture of a random stranger's penis? And I go, well, I do it to everyone, and he's a friend. But if this, let's say I was a public figure on trial like De Niro, this shit would have come out, and you don't know the context of any of it, to be honest with you. And is he fucking grumpy and everything else? I'll say this. I haven't heard shit about him behind the scenes. Like where he was a fucking asshole or anything. The only thing I've heard about De Niro behind the scenes is that he fucking parties, still does blow, and likes black girls. And then that's kind of it with him. And none of that is bad. Like, you know.
I think he's one of the last like old school difficult to work with guys, but he is De Niro.
Imagine if you would work for
at
your
this
grandfather.
Point. Yeah.
It'd probably be the same way. Even though you're the granddaughter in that sitch, like close to the same age. And if he's saying, Jesse, get me some fucking coffee.
He would say beer, but yeah, he would.
Right?
Yes, because that's woman's work.
And it's grandpa sitch.
Sure, but
it's just a grandpa at this age with assistants. You're getting paid enough. You got to know what that gig is going in beforehand. Like, and it's Robert De Niro, right? You've seen all the fucking movies. What do you think? He's that much different in real life? Probably not.
Yeah, for sure. But
and plus, the other thing, too, that I guarantee they're going to bring up in this trial is all the cool shit he probably gave her. Like, I guarantee you she had a standing reservation at Nobu anytime she wanted. Probably the hotels, all the Nobu hotels and all this other shit.
Well, she had miles to go everywhere, it says, and she would spend thousands of dollars of company money on food, travel, and other services.
Yeah.
Which I think at the time he was just like, whatever. But then his girlfriend was like, you know, fuck this. So he fired her. It wasn't even going to like be a thing. Well, yeah, and then his company sued her. He could have just fired her.
So look, it's yeah.
But when you get the company involved and she's using the production company stuff, it's not just him anymore. So it is weird it's that not, like the company sues her and then she countersues him. I don't know.
But he could it's be fun. Suing her to not leak out all the shits and the things and.
No. His company sued her first.
Mm.
And then her countersuit is. Listen, bitch, look at all the shit that I had to deal with. Okay. So again, none of them are wrong. It's entertaining, and I don't know. I'm pretty sure De Niro will come out on top or have to pay a little bit, or I don't know. But
she had a pretty great gig, though, probably at the end of the day. And again, if you're spending all that money and all this cool shit, like, fuck, dude, even Dustin Hoffman flipped his courtside Lakers tickets, and I was like, yeah, man, call us at 6 a.m. anytime you want on a Sunday. Like, you're giving me courtside Laker tickets? Let's fucking go, dude.
For sure. And, like, you know, if it's horrible for you.
Quit.
Just leave. Say, hey, thanks.
But, like, I think that's probably right. Is, like, she was going to stay. And she was going to put up with the shit. And then she got fired. And she was like, listen, bitch, what?
Yeah.
I think is basically what it is. If you were to break it down into a conversation of, like, oh, no, you're going to sue me?
Is she white?
Yes.
Well. Let's say that was true then with the new girlfriend, all you'd have to do is look at his past dating history and be like, all right, I'm not going to get jealous over the white one. You know, if she was black or Asian, that's his type. It's not the white ones, which is probably why he hired her in the first place. So we wouldn't fucking cheat, you know? What? Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'll tell you what, Bob, he was married to the same woman for, I want to say like 30 years. Pull up his ex-wife. You'll see who his type is.
I mean, the new one's Asian. It's fine. I mean, yeah, it's fine.
But I'm saying, as the white one, that's not, you know.
Right.
There you go. Boom. Pop her up on screen.
Right.
Yeah. He's not going after the white ones, dude. So she's fine. What the fuck?
Yeah, I would leave too, Bob. That's a good time. He's walking out.
Proud of you, Bob.
He said.
Proud of you, Bob.
You know, and I think the real scary thing is I just hope none of these guys get money together.
Who?
To file a lawsuit. Delco and Bob.
Oh, no. All the shits and entities and everything else.
No, I'm joking.
Yeah.
I'm joking.
It's all in entities and everything else. These days, you can just file for a bankruptcy and an LLC and call it a day, you know? You can trump it up.
Sure.
This is the way it should be. You know? Sure. It's like, hey, dude, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry about it.
Sorry.
You know? Yeah. Nothing you can really do anymore.
We're actually sleeper cells for the Young Turks, me and Bob.
Mm.
Yeah, we're taking us down.
Or your mom's house, and you're just delivering info over there.
We were always worried about that.
That would be really fucking funny. It was like, hey, here's all the stories they're going to talk about today. You guys are much bigger, and you definitely need to cover all these. So they'll never listen to your show ever again.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And I would be okay with that. I'd be like, oh, shit. All right. Well, hopefully you guys made some cash off
of
it. You know?
Yeah.
What am I going to sue Delco for his dog?
Yeah.
Like, what's your most prized possession, Delco? Your dog?
Probably not.
Yeah, you don't even give a shit about the dog, right?
No, I do.
Okay.
He just doesn't consider it an asset.
No.
Yeah.
Well,
because
off,
I don't think anyone would, but
it's
yeah,
a child, but yeah,
yeah,
yeah, same yeah. Thing. Well, same. Yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah.
He's a dog father. I forget.
It's all a write off, you know.
Yeah, it's all a fucking write off at the end of the day. But yeah, I don't want to see him go through this shit. What if he fucking kicks out next week?
Yeah.
Boom, he was on this trial, and you're just like, oh Christ, I don't want any memories like this. How was he in the fucking movie Killers of the Flower Moon that just came out?
He's good because he's a gangster.
Oh, is he really?
Yeah, he's De Niro, and he's playing De Niro with Scorsese, by the way. That's what he does with Scorsese. Him and Scorsese get together, and they pretend that they're part of the, you know.
Maybe they switched it up, you know, late in life. Both.
No, look, I mean.
Two guys who are racing to the grave. How old is Scorsese? 80. 87. No, he's got to be like 85.
He is 80 on the dot.
Shit. Okay.
He's got a pretty young daughter for 80 as well. He's been doing TikToks with her lately. Have you seen that?
Nope.
No.
Mm-mm.
I'm not on. I don't. We have a TikTok account. Full disclosure, we don't run it.
Mm-mm.
We have a social media team that runs it. Pop it up. I want to see it. Is he dancing and shit on her TikTok?
No.
He's doing the
Ross. That's like so 2017. People don't just dance.
By the way, anyone that says like I just don't want to be dancing on TikTok, we know exactly how old they are.
Yeah.
So here's like she like quizzes him on stuff and. So here we go.
James, we got some sponsors to put this shit wagon on the air. First and foremost, ghostbed.com/drinking bros. Let's go there. Let's grab a beer with promo code drinking bros for 50% off. Sorry. I'm a little sick today. Said that at the top of the show. I'm a little sick today, but 50% off everything in the entire store. Mattresses, sheets. Pillows, adjustable bases. God damn, they got the weighted blankets. They got the mattresses for RVs. Everything is 50% off at ghostbed.com/drinkingbros when you enter in the promo code drinkingbros at checkout. Also, you're going to see a 3-year pay-as-you-go program when you check out. No interest as long as you have decent credit there. If you check that box, well, congratulations then. You're getting it fucking stretched out for 3 years, brother. So 50% off everything. Doesn't matter what you put in the carts. Stretch it out over 3 years with that promo code Drinking Bros, and you're good to go, dude. It's a nice big ticket item for you and the misses or the misters. I don't care where you're putting your dick at, all right? But it's a nice item. If you guys are going in on a joint gift for Christmas, go to ghostbed.com/drinkingbros today. Next up, we got hardafseltzer.com. Let's go, baby. You heard it at the top. We're in Ohio now. By the way, if you guys want to reach out, if you're a bar or restaurants or a package shop, liquor store, whatever you're running out there and say, hey, dude, I'd love to get Hard AF Seltzer in here. How do I do it? In Ohio, contact Heidelberg. That is our distributor there. In Georgia and Alabama, contact Crown Distribution. That is our distributors in Georgia and Alabama, same company. Florida, Sunshine. If you're in the Wilmington, North Carolina area, hit up Wyndham Distribution and just say, hey, dude, I want Hard AF Seltzer in my store, my place of business. Call them and place the order, and boom, it's that easy. You're good to go. Now, if you're a normal human out there who just wants to pick up a 12-pack for the weekend and get fucked up, all you got to do is go to the store locator on hardafseltzer.com and type in your city or zip, and it'll get you to the closest store near you, and you get it fucking super cheap, man. Same price as fucking White Claw, except double the ABV, 8% going straight to your dome. Also down in the Amway Center there in Orlando, if you're going to a Solar Bears game or the Orlando Magic, we're in there right now all through the winter. Fun times, kids. And if your favorite college football team is playing, look, Ohio State's number one in the college football rankings. We're in like 30 stores down there on campus, 14-0 liquors, all that stuff. The Pint House in the Short North, Urban Myers Pint House. We're in all those places down there. Same with University of Alabama. They're in the top 10 as well. Tuscaloosa's raging. We're in Ramajama down there. Shell Station at 1405. University Boulevard. If you're an Auburn fan, we're in Tiger Liquors down there. Let's go. Tiger Spirits and Liquors. Let's go, dude. And then if you're a UCF fan like Delco, dude, just go to Pat's Liquors on campus there. Get all juiced up. And if that's too much for you to remember, we're in every single Total Wine in the Southeast right now. Drink up. Get some Hard AF Seltzer and support us and support the show. Yeah. Talking about ExpressVPN.com/Nooners. Love ExpressVPN. You've got to have a VPN in today's world, or you're not living your life right, brother. People are going to start stealing your passwords, all your bank info, everything. And I know most of you are probably thinking, why don't you just use incognito mode? Let me tell you something. Incognito mode doesn't hide your activity. Doesn't matter what mode you use or how many times you clear your browsing history, your internet service provider can see every single website you've ever visited. That's why when I'm at home, I never go online without using ExpressVPN. Huge fan. I've had it for years. ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through their secure servers so your ISP can't see the sites you visit. ExpressVPN also keeps all of your information secure by encrypting 100% of your data with the most powerful encryption available. Most of the time, I don't even realize I have ExpressVPN on. It runs seamlessly in the background of all my computers and my laptops and my phones, and it's super easy to use. All you have to do is tap one button and you're protected. ExpressVPN is available on all your devices, like I was saying, phones, computers, even your smart TV. So there's no excuse for you not to be using it right now. Protect your online activity today with the VPN rated number one by CNET and Mashable. Visit my exclusive link, expressvpn.com/nooners, and you can get an extra 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/nooners. expressvpn.com/nooners. Head there to learn more. Yeah, talking about liquidiv.com, promo code Nooners at checkout. You see us drinking it on the show every single day. Where would we be, Japes, without Liquid IV in our lives?
Dehydrated, we'd have headaches, we'd be tired, exhausted.
Yep.
Not be able to get through the day, get through work. We'd be sick all the time.
I'd be hungover.
Hangover.
Every single day. Love the Liquid IV. Liquid IV hydrates you with benefits like electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients with 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks out there, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick. It's clear why Liquid IV is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It's just a little tiny stick full of powder. Pop it in 16 ounces of water. You're good to go. What you reckon, Jabes? Double or triple hydrated?
I would say double.
Whoa, I'd say triple.
What?
Nay. I'll say triple today. Huge fan of Liquid IV. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. With Liquid IV, get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code Nooners at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code Nooners at liquidiv.com. Oh, he's got a lot of followers.
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
You know, I've been working a long time making pictures, it turns out, almost 50 years. And one muse for many, many years, 10 pictures made with Robert De Niro. Another muse, Leo DiCaprio, was extraordinary. Had 6 films with him so far. Over the years, I've worked with great actors from Ellen Burstyn to Paul Newman, Michelle Pfeiffer to Margot Robbie, all these people. And I feel now that I need a change. I need to find something that I could take further. And to another level. What that is, I'm not quite sure, but I've heard some extraordinary things about you. I don't want to embarrass you. I've heard some extraordinary things, and I think we might be able to work something out.
God damn it, man.
Hey-o.
That is a cute fucking dog, though.
And then, Dad, yeah, I don't. Here's another one. Dad guesses slang.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to explain to you, or I'm going to ask you. Yeah. To guess what specific slang terms.
What's with the voice bullshit?
Mean. And okay, repulsed by it.
I don't know why they did this.
Good. Sneaky link. I will not tell you about my CK links.
I want to fucking end my life right now and never go back
to
this
I thought they were lip syncing. Okay.
Nope. It's a.
It's like a voice.
Checking the voice down and making it fucking weird to sound like a cartoon character for no reason. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But why is that even an option? Hey man, I'd love to talk into camera.
It's not for you to know.
With Martin Scorsese, but I want him to sound like a deaf chipmunk.
Or I want to direct a scene with my father and my dog, and my which dog. I respect.
Yeah, kinda, you but. Can't blame Martin here. It's really on his daughter.
I would say no.
Yeah, because you would think that she would try and like...
I would say
jazz
no.
him up, make him a little bit more if youthful, but
if
my
your
gosh.
Daughter asked you to do this, you wouldn't do it?
If I'm Martin Scorsese, no. You got to keep up the allure and just be like, look.
Yeah, you would.
The talent
yeah,
doesn't.
You would do
can
it.
We just say that the talent isn't there? It's not running down the fucking tree there to this fucking
but it never does,
person.
Dude.
I haven't seen her direct yet, so.
You just
True.
Saw it. You just saw
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
With
that
the
was
dog
her
video.
Idea. That was her idea.
Terrible.
It's it
the
has
writing was terrible. The editing was terrible. The shots were awful.
He went on for way too long in the beginning, and yep. he knows that.
Shorten it up. You got
He's
a
never
fucking
been a comedic
man.
Director, though.
He's not an actor. Mm. And you're going to make him do a scene like this on TikTok with a dog?
I mean, he's starting to fall in love with long takes and long movies.
Well, because he's old as shit. Like, that's what it used to be.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's never been a comedic director, so...
That's what it used to be, though.
Disagree.
Bob brought this up a few months ago. You were talking about how the editing has gotten faster and faster and faster, especially with like kids shows and stuff like that, you know, where it's quick
the cuts.
Cuts.
Yeah.
Quick cuts.
Yeah, because we want our kids to have ADD.
Right.
all
and
of them.
The pacing and all that other shit. He's all these movies he's doing now. He's just reverting back to what it was 50 years ago.
But I mean, like, Nolan made a 3-hour movie and it felt like a breeze.
Sure did. But he's young. He's a young dude.
Scorsese's like, just kind of like nobody can tell him to cut some stuff because
no.
he's Martin Scorsese.
Nolan's probably what 30
so
years
true,
younger.
Huh?
Yeah, Nolan's like early 50s.
Yeah, it? Man. I mean, it's just it's two different worlds, and you're seeing a director. And I hate to say this, but Nolan is at the very top of his game, probably the best in the world right now, right? Christopher Nolan.
I think so. I would say probably. Yeah,
I got Nolan at one, and then the rest of these guys are great. Like, look, Scorsese's great. His movies are fucking awesome. But
when
he's
was
just
doing
getting older.
Coke, when he was doing Coke, though, they were better.
Mm-hmm.
They were quicker.
Yeah. The only one that I didn't mind that was 3 hours plus was Wolf of Wall Street.
Yeah.
For whatever reason, that flew by, and I was like, oh, shit, that's the fastest 3-hour
that's
movie
That's probably
ever seen
his most modern
great.
Film.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was great. But, you know, the rest of it, The Irishman was like that. Remember trying to sit down, me and you, try to watch that on Netflix, and it was like
Good
a four-parter for us?
I liked it, but yeah.
I liked it.
It took us four nights to get through it, you and I.
Well, they ended up breaking it into four parts, right?
I think two, right?
I thought it was what they did with Hateful Eight, where they broke it into four episodes.
Maybe they did.
Not sure, but I know...
I don't remember.
I know there's something going on. It might be this movie, actually. You can look it up, Bob, but I think they were doing intermissions for this one, and some of the movie chains got pissed off about it, and they're like, hey, we're not doing this.
The only two things I remember from that time, I think it was in the same month, was the Lady Gaga... Together, remember when COVID first came out?
Yep.
And it was the like we're in this together concert.
Oh yeah.
It was like the fun part of COVID where you're just like, oh man, we're just gonna like
it's gonna be 2 weeks.
We're just gonna chill
we
inside. Have
2 weeks
we
off
have
of
the
work.
Irishman. We have the Lady Gaga concert.
Yeah.
That was a good time.
What's his best movie?
Who, Scorsese?
Mm-hmm.
man, Goodfellas. There's so many, though. Raging Bull, Wolf of Wall Street.
Taxi Driver.
I appreciate Taxi Driver, but that's another one where I watched it once, and I've never seen it again. Wolf of Wall Street I've seen 15 times, probably. Big fan. Raging Bull's on. I'll stop and watch it.
Goodfellas.
I'll stop and watch it always. So those are my onesie, twosie, threesies of Scorsese. But I'm sure his hit list is endless. I mean, those are just the ones that I can think of.
Or
right
The
now.
Last Waltz.
Don't know that one, actually. I don't know that I've seen that one.
That was super coked out, bearded Scorsese when he did the documentary about the band.
Oh, yeah. Shit, that was very good. You showed that to me.
It was okay, but it was basically just watching like just coked up people making a documentary.
But that's what I enjoy, where I was like, all right, cool.
Backstage every once in a while, but...
I enjoy that shit.
It was a good time capsule.
Oh, Lean Goodfellas, probably.
Yeah, 100. Lean Goodfellas. He's done a bunch of Rolling Stones docs that are always very good. Look, he's great. I just, now that you've seen it and you're saying it's a onesie for you, like I'm only going to watch this once.
I didn't think Leo was that good in it. He's fine.
All right.
Maybe you're desensitized to how good Leo is, you know?
He kind of went full Gilbert Grape.
In this movie?
A little.
Wow.
Is it just because of the hair?
Did he do a retarded accent?
No, he did this like lower lip kind of scowl.
Like one of these? Like the side of the mouth, like a Popeye sitch?
Oh, scowl.
I think he might be turning into one of those actors.
Well.
Like, I need a limb.
I know. Because he's been so good looking forever, and
really
now he's just
something
like,
to
yeah.
Set me apart, you know.
Bradley Cooper needs a fucking nose now. Meryl Streep needs all the teeth and all that other shit. She's another one, by the way. Did you see that? That just popped up that she's been separated for 8 years from her husband. You're like, huh?
Yeah, but nobody cares, do they?
No.
Yeah.
No, because she never said anything. And if she had a fucking show or something like that, then people would give a shit. But everybody just shrugged their shoulders and moved on with their day, where they were like, oh yeah, we don't know anything about your personal life. You don't have a fucking daughter that's making you doing TikToks all goddamn day with your dog. And yeah. That's fine. We're able to look past it and be like, all right, cool. Whatever the fuck happened, at least they were cool about it. Nobody said shit in the press. I didn't know for 8 years, you know? She was married to like this, like a sculptor. Like one of those people that you meet at a party in like the late 60s at like a Mad Men event, you know? And you're like, oh, who's that man in the corner who's so interesting? Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't know that? That's the famous sculptor. It's like, oh, shit. I don't think I've ever met a real sculptor in my life, like a famous sculptor.
Right.
Have you?
I'm from Ohio, so yeah.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
It's just like what every like older kind of.
Now, being from Georgia, if you ask me who's got the best boiled peanuts, I could send you in about 10 different directions.
No,
bud.
There was always like an art show of somebody. They had like, you know.
Yeah.
Big houses up on the hill, all done. You know, Santa Fe style, and they're bored.
Yeah.
And so they sculpt. You know, they're like, yeah, I'm going to go out into my shed.
Sculpt for a little bit.
And it really is like, no matter what they
clay,
do, no matter what they do, it's something, right? It's a lot of abstract, like, I'm just learning to sculpt people.
We're living life wrong. I mean,
we really are.
To be
I blow
like that.
Glass now. You know what I mean? Like that kind of thing. Or like I'm making stuff, you know, wood out of driftwood. I'm making
glass.
Driftwood benches.
Yeah.
Or yeah.
Oh, it's a beautiful bench. How could I buy one? Sure. It'll be ready in 8 months. What? Well, it's just me. And then I have to go find the driftwood on my own and then build your bench, you know? And you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, you must not know me if you ask me if I know any sculptors. Yeah. Yeah. Quite a few, actually. Would you know their work? No, probably not.
No.
But everyone down the hill.
Oh, God.
In the town of Ojai at the art gallery.
Yeah, knows.
Or at wherever they had a pop-up show. They know.
They know. Johann.
You know Scovalli.
Yeah, Johann Scovalli. Oh, he's beautiful.
When he was in the corporate world, he was like Bob something.
Yeah. Bob
Sorry,
Stansberry.
Bob. He was whatever.
Yeah, sure. Bob
Robert
Stanson.
Johnson sure. Something. Yep. And then when he moved up into the hill and moved to Ojai, now he's Scovalli and he makes sculptures and goes to the Rainbow Bridge. Kind of sits outside and.
All right, so pull up a pic of Meryl Streep's husband, Bob, and then show this to everyone. It's exactly what I pictured. Like when I was like, "Oh, all right, cool." And just pop him up by himself, yeah. And one of the artsy bullshit ones that they have, he's got down there below.
Which one do you want? Do you want an older one?
Yeah, when they met, you know, like the black and white one.
This is class. This is Sophie's Choice Meryl, right?
I
here.
Know.
Sure
and
is
he a sculptor then,
yeah,
or is he
yeah,
a
yeah.
late in life sculptor?
No. He was always a famous sculptor. And go to the black and white one on that Google search, Bob. Right down there. Keep going. No. Down further. That one. Yeah. Look at this, dude.
Oh, okay.
Look at
but that was
guy.
The time, wasn't it?
That's what I'm saying. But like, that's a sculptor, bro.
He's a really good looking dude for that time period.
Fuck yeah. Look at his,
yeah, yeah,
look at,
yeah.
By the way, look at the size of his hands. Massive. That guy was sculpting
sure.
by hand. I don't even know if he was using a scalpel or whatever the fuck sculptors use. One of those.
I'll be in my studio.
Sharpened stick.
In my studio, babe.
You know who he kind of reminds me of is like, well, I'm going to say this and then immediately contradict it. But he reminds me of a more masculine version of Ina Garten's husband.
He kind of looks like him, right?
Yeah, but here's the thing. I said that, now let me immediately contradict it. Because
the queen,
Ina Garten's husband, is low-key a killer.
Oh.
Because, you tell me why you say that.
Because he was in the 82nd Airborne in Nam.
Yeah, in Vietnam.
And was in like special operations and stuff like that.
Okay. I thought you were saying because he's situated his life in such a way.
Yeah. That too.
Okay.
He's like, I'm pretty sure like a combat veteran in a dirty, gross war and fucking worked in, for the feds afterwards in intelligence and stuff like that. Whoa. Trained guerrillas.
Yeah.
Do you get that vibe at all from, okay, have a good weekend, honey.
What's his name?
Yeah.
Jeffrey Garten.
Jeffrey. I'm making this for Jeffrey. And we never really see Jeffrey.
Oh, and he was in the Clinton administration too, I think.
Oh boy.
I went down this Wikipedia rabbit hole on him, and I was like, what the fuck?
Bob,
he's still killing
Bob,
to this very
did
day,
you
Bob.
You and I just become best friends?
He's still,
Ina Garten
still
is
killing
the queen,
to this very day.
The queen of everything as far as Cooking Network.
I know she is. I didn't.
The queen, the pioneer, the best to ever do it, and still does. And then her husband, which you may not know,
Jeffrey, trained killer.
Although, if you just watch the show, like, I would never think to go down that rabbit hole, because I'm just like, is he gay, or is he just like at a point in his life where he's like, make me food, let's go to the cheese shop?
I was watching one of her episodes, or maybe it was a YouTube video actually, like of her, a recipe of hers or something, and she just mentioned in one of her little stories offhand that Jeffrey was working for the Clinton administration at the time, and I was like, wait, that's what he does? And then I Wikipedia, and then I was like, whoa.
So you got a little snippet.
He's still killing people to this day.
Maybe. Like when he leaves,
you know what?
When
maybe
he leaves her at home for the weekend. What you don't off screen, he's packing a gun and a silencer.
Yeah.
Is this real? Maybe. Maybe he has some kind of weird.
It's a great marriage, though. Think about it. If you're super famous.
Oh, well, it was great anyways. But
if you're super famous.
Yeah.
But here's the thing. If you're super famous and that's your husband and all that other shit, you're like, great, man. I don't need security or anything. I don't need to do jack shit. He's going to be there murking people, dude. I bet he's got 3 knives on him. One on each thigh and one on the back of his calf.
I don't know if people are breaking down the barriers.
You never
to
know.
Get to Ina, but
you never know. Not. But Bob, on this black and white pic, throw it up one more time here. In the article that I read, this was the one that
so
they used.
True, though.
And so when I saw it with this guy, I go, oh yeah. Well, that guy looks fucking cool enough that he doesn't need to file lawsuits or snitch or do anything else but live his fucking life because he's dope as shit. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't need to have the press or the names or anything else.
But it's also one of those things that we always say, too, when you're at a certain age, like, what are we doing getting divorced? If you guys don't like hanging out really anymore, there's no way that you fucking hate each other, right?
Yeah.
So, and you have kids, and you have fucking, at this point, they're married for so long, they have so many assets together that it's just like, let's just like get separate places and just
they
like,
both date. So what I heard was they both date different people and have been for years. And it's just like, hey, dude, you know, we're not
I
fucking
heard she
doing
hooked
this
up with Idris Elba. I mean, it is.
Come
what
on.
It is.
What
are you? What?
That's what I heard.
Shut the fuck up.
That's what I heard.
From where?
They've been separated for how long?
8 years.
It's like towards the beginning of that.
Come on, dude. Streep and Idris Elba. Yes. He's an amazing looking man.
Not for him. Obviously,
in real life,
anyone
though,
would hook up with him.
Yeah, in real life, he's cool as fuck, and he's
I'm
really
saying,
good looking.
Would you with Meryl? I mean, the amazingness of Meryl.
You have to, I think.
You have to.
All right, basket theater kid, Bob.
Yeah.
For today's Meryl at what, 78?
You have to.
Right now.
Delco just said yes. You don't
have to
ask.
I think you just have to. You don't even have to ask.
You just have
to do it, right?
You just have to.
You have to respect the talent, right?
The awards. I think you respect the awards.
She's fucking talented, you dumb fuck.
I'm kidding. We make fun of her putting in teeth and all that shit now, but.
But that's where it always goes, huh?
Yeah, she was really, really great back in the day. But Bob, even at 78, you know, just to do it and be like, hey, I had sex with Meryl Streep.
100%. I mean, what's that movie she's in with Alec Baldwin and Steve Martin? Mm. It's like the Nancy Meyers movie. You know, she's a little sexy. Though.
You'd have to talk to her, though, like post. About her comments about mixed martial arts not being real art.
Oh,
wait, did
right,
she say
right.
that?
Yeah, she said that. Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, and she meant it.
Well, she was like, "You need us artists because otherwise you'll have nothing to watch but football and MMA."
Yeah,
that was in her Golden Globe speech.
Sure was
for something that she won. I don't remember. Got a million.
Yeah,
of them.
Yeah,
Yeah. And it's like,
don't disagree. Yeah. Don't disagree. But look, did we ever think she was super into that? No.
No. That's such a convoluted world she's in, though. At this point, what was she famous in, like, the 70s? Was Roe v. Wade her first big thing?
Roe v. Wade, bro. What?
I was in this. Remember with Dustin Hoffman?
It was.
Was she in that?
It wasn't Roe v. Wade.
Coal Miner's Daughter? No. Whatever the fuck she was in like 78 or whatever it is, right? It's one of those movies.
It was the, what do you call it?
Kramer versus Kramer.
Yeah. That's essentially.
No, she didn't do a Roe v. Wade.
That's the version of Roe v. Like,
no, it wasn't. It was a divorce. Did you even see Kramer versus Kramer?
But it's about the kid, right? About having the child.
Kinda. Yeah.
No.
So her first big movie was The Deer Hunter. Followed by
another 3-hour epic tale.
Followed by the pedophilia classic Manhattan, Woody Allen's Manhattan.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
Where you just fucked 15-year-olds back then.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Different time.
Different time.
Just more openly.
Yeah. Who currently has the crown, though, as like the oldest or like the hottest oldest lady?
Helen Mirren.
Helen Mirren?
I think so.
So are we anything over 50 would qualify for that?
No, 50's too young now.
50's too young now, yeah. There's people like a Salma Hayek and shit where you're just like, hey, dude, you're, no.
Right, even like a Lucy Liu, still got it.
Still got it.
100. Kate Beckinsale is literally still 50 years old.
Still no, got she's it. Not.
Yes, she is. Yes, she's 50. Is.
She's 50.
Yep. Holy
so over 60?
I think you'd have to go in 60. Over 60,
yeah, it's gotta be 60,
right?
Men.
Type in hot actresses over 60. Let's
but
figure
look,
that out.
Look, dude, that'll be
Salma Hayek, by the way, 3 years away from that bench.
Yep, she's 57. 57, Salma Hayek, dude. It's nuts. It's absolutely nuts. Who do we got on that list?
Well, they're giving me real old ones. I will say this. This one is mind-boggling that she's still this attractive, but Jane Fonda at 85 could absolutely get it without question.
Sure.
I don't care.
No, don't say anything. Nobody's saying.
I'm just saying. I don't care if we have to sit there and talk about how much she loved the North Vietnamese army.
Right.
I'm good with it.
Okay. No, just let that hang there. No, so, and I hear you.
Jane Fonda at 85 can absolutely get it.
You know what, though? I mean, Jane Fonda at 80, yes. We have turned a corner, Bob. I think we've turned a corner. But at 80, yeah, 100%. I'm with you.
Oh, man,
I'm with you.
I love it.
Look at this. This is insane.
It's
and that's recent,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, that's recent.
Yeah.
That's recent. But it's still, that's
go
a
watch
little,
Grace and Frankie.
That's a bridge too far for me. That's a bridge too far for me. I can't sit down and just jack off to Grace and
Last
Frankie.
Last episode, I think, was Cougar Town. This time, it's like.
Who is
Jane
that list?
Jane Fonda can absolutely get it.
All right, I'll give you some ones here. Jane Seymour.
Yes.
I haven't seen her in a while, but Sharon Stone.
I think Sharon Stone's kind of
she's getting to the cusp where it's just like it's starting to turn into that grandmother's like, let me take you to the chandelier room. Where you're like, all right, you're starting to get close.
Chandelier.
Who else is on there?
You know, Helen Mirren's still on there. Here's one actually that I didn't even realize is this old, but Angela Bassett, 65.
Black don't crack, dude. Yeah, she still looks great.
Oh yeah.
She still looks great.
Fucking hey.
So Jamie Lee Curtis is on this list. Look, let's get into the Jamie Lee Curtis sitch, all right? If she actually did something to her face and hair, like she just does not give a fuck about anything anymore, and it's just strange.
Why does she have to?
She doesn't. But okay. I think if she dyed her hair and got, just a couple of Botox injections, she would be on that list of like, all right, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. So.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Pfeiffer's one, yes. Yep. Honestly, Julianne Moore.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you like that kind of thing.
Emma Thompson. Emma Thompson's not my bag.
Emma Thompson.
I think she's awesome.
She's awesome.
She was attractive when she was younger, but she just looks like
she's
a normal.
She's not the one where I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah, she's like a normal mom, grandma now. Angela Bassett, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
Jesse loves her.
How old is Julie?
She's got to be close to 60.
She's just barely over 60.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know.
Yep.
Love her.
She was on SNL in the 80s. I think people forget, dude.
What were you just
early called? 80s. She's 62.
Yeah.
Wow.
So 62. I know.
Just her and Veep.
Steenburgen. No, yeah. That's the bridge too far for
Annie
me.
Annie McDowell, man.
Annie McDowell, yeah.
You think so?
Right now, yeah.
Kim Basinger.
She's looking good.
Still going.
Yes.
Jonathan.
Kim Basinger in, what was it?
Meg Ryan's on this list. Holly Hunter? Never. Never at any age for Holly Hunter for me.
Talking out of the sound of her mouth, like a little thing?
No, that's just never been a thing. It's a very specific dude who wants to bang Holly Hunter. And whenever you hear it out of like a buddy's mouth, you're like, oh, all right.
Because she's just fucking rad.
She's rad.
Awesome.
It's just not, she's not like that. She's never been that attractive in like a classic way, right? If you were at Waffle House in fucking Athens, Georgia, sure.
Was that Griffith?
Yeah, I'm not really on that one.
No, yeah.
I will say there's one slightly lesser known, but Madeline Stowe, still looking pretty good.
Is she the deaf one? Is she the deaf one that sign language is?
No. Nope.
No. Uh-huh. No, she was in like Last
of the Mohicans.
That's Marley Matlin. Last of the Mohicans.
Yeah, Last of the Mohicans. Okay.
It's not the deaf one that signs?
No.
Okay.
Mm-mm.
Just making sure here. Virginia Madsen, yeah.
Yes.
Melissa Leo, no, dude. Who's, no.
I wonder what, Marsha Cross?
I haven't seen Marsha Cross in like 15 years.
Yeah, I don't know what she looks like now.
No idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's some good, there's some solid ones. But yeah, 50's too young. Can't do 50 anymore.
No. My God.
Somebody put Cameron Manheim on that list.
Catherine Manheim,
yeah. Carmen Electra's 51. I didn't realize that either.
Yes, yeah. She's 51.
So you can't do 50.
No, you gotta go. No. You gotta go 60 and above now to kind of trick people. Tilda Swinton, come on, man.
That's a lot.
Look, they're trying to give everybody there.
You ever meet anybody who's any dude who's just like, man, who's your celebrity hall pass? Tilda Swinton.
Does Fran Drescher still have it?
Yes.
Yeah, I would say yes. And
don't
like,
you think? Even no?
Yeah, because she's the president right now of the Screen Actors Guild, and you get to see her out every day without makeup and all that shit, and she still looks pretty goddamn good. Very vibrant, screaming at people and all that shit. And you're like, all right, cool. And I actually wanted to picture her without that fucking nanny voice. So, you know.
But the accent's still there. Like, it's great.
Yeah, it's great. She's great. And unless she doesn't solve this fucking thing, you know, because I got the dates today, by the way, for some of these TV shows. Yellowstone, they just announced this morning, will not air until November of 2024. So you're not going to get the last season of Yellowstone until next Thanksgiving.
Summer 2024, we get House of Dragons season 2. Let's go.
Maybe.
No, we do. Okay. It's announced.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So look, it's a long time you're going to be waiting for some of this shit next year. And we'll see. Do you guys have a crime corner today? What do we got here?
We do. Can we do a...
Oh, yeah. Crime Corner.
Crime Corner.
You don't say it if you don't want the button to be pressed.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That was my fault.
Was
we'll do.
Fault.
We'll end with our cringe corner, Bob, okay?
Okay.
Cringe, not crime. Okay.
Yeah.
So we were just in Vegas, you and I.
Yep.
So we don't know, can't really see who this guy is, but... Wild video shows a moment where a naked man beats up a Las Vegas cop, then steals his patrol truck. And I think maybe he was at the Sphere. We don't know, but
wow, we were at the Sphere.
Are you sure this just isn't Ross on mushrooms?
That's what I mean.
I know, right? Let's see it.
They don't really show him.
You guys
so
just
like,
forget.
Well, we may be hiding in plain sight.
Pop
you know
it
what
up
I mean?
On screen here.
So
what
I'm trying
got?
To find the longer version. I'm only seeing, like, there was like a 20-second version, but now I'm only getting...
Do we have video without dong?
You can't see the dong.
Okay.
Yeah. Las Vegas man was caught on camera brawling with a cop before taking off in his patrol truck. So, hero, first of all.
Sure.
But he crashed into a group of bystanders, so not so great.
Less great, certainly.
Less great, yeah. The man was completely naked.
Yeah.
And was spotted by concerned spectators at the intersection of Blue Diamond Road and Buffalo Drive. I mean, come on.
All right. Play that video, Bob. We got to see something here. Just show me that clip.
I know, but there's a clip where he's actually like beating the shit out of the cop. So this is what happens at the end.
Okay.
He just gets in.
Boom.
Cop falls down.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh,
Bang.
Oh. Just let him go at that point.
Well,
they did until he cracked.
No, yes. I know, but even this cop who's falling down and shit, it's like, why even put yourself at harm's way anymore? Like,
it's just a bad look, too. You know there's cameras. You know you're getting recorded. You got to just kind of give up at some point.
Yeah, dude.
Look like a total clown.
Exactly, and just be like, all right, cool,
okay,
man.
So
we'll get him later.
The full video's on the Daily Mail if you want to go.
Daily Mail's always got the best shit, by the way.
It does.
Always.
This was, I'm sorry. This
really
was like
does.
All over.
So what? Your link on that...
Why has TMZ and the Daily Mail become like the most reliable source of news?
Because they're honest. They're honest that they're entertainments as well, where they're like, hey, dude, we're going to give you the entertaining facts. And to my knowledge, they don't really work for anybody. You know, I don't like, you know, they're not owned by anybody.
No, Daily Mail is totally owned by...
I think it's Murdoch.
Murdoch, yeah.
Yeah. So if you go down to... There you go, full video. I mean, there's going to be an ad for a second.
Yeah.
But... we can kind of.
Now you've cock teased it. I got to see this.
A naked. They're saying suicidal, maybe. I mean,
well,
I mean that's just a given, right?
Sure.
But he seems very, I mean, with it.
Yeah. Certainly composed.
Yeah, like it's not like a crazy, you know, just drunken. I mean, there's clearly some uppers involved. I
right.
mean, he is quick on the draw with the. The brawl, hopping in that truck.
Yeah.
Quick on his feet.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Daily
yeah,
Mail.
Yeah, Daily Mail,
around.
You know.
It's like a business, you know.
Commercial for Bajorca.
For like
everybody's
got to
Puerto Rico.
Everybody's got to make money, you know, guys.
I know. These video players.
Here you go.
Let's go. Here we go.
Now so let's bang. Go now here you go. The full wrestling match here.
So now they're like.
This guy. Bang, bang.
Actually,
oh, shit.
He's
two punches to the head.
Main
shots.
Yeah. The cop is.
Look at that. Here we go again.
Those were
I'll show
two
you.
Perfectly clean shots.
Oh, he gets them.
Was that a Taylor Swift song?
The fun? Cop got, I mean, kind of knocked.
Got.
God.
Damn, these are clean shots, though.
Yeah.
That is PCP.
Yeah, those are some
those
clean
are a little that's, those are some yeah. angel dust.
Homeboy's been in a fight before. It's not like he's swinging like clothes, like haymakers and shit.
Gosh, can you guys imagine being that carefree?
Yeah, no, that man's liberated.
Yeah, he is.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you've gotten in the truck. The cop is trying to get you out, and you—that moment where you're just punch it.
You're free for
30
seconds.
Is there any more better feeling, probably, that none of us?
Yeah, like
have
no
had
one's
in a
asking
while.
Him about Israel Palestine.
No, 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 no. That conversation did not take place in that jail cell that night, for sure. Nobody wanted his fucking thoughts on that.
It's just, it's sad that none of us will feel that.
Yeah, I often
that
wonder.
That exact feeling.
Totally. When I see shit like this, or like the sculpture we were talking about earlier, where you're like, man, I think we're the dummies that are just living our lives wrong. Like,
well, no, I mean, he ran into some people, he's going to be in jail or whatever, but I'm just saying.
But.
That moment.
Yeah,
right
to
there,
be that free, you know, for that 30 seconds.
It'd be worth a lifetime.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
We'll never know.
So we'll end now. We'll end now with a cringe corner pretty quick.
Sure. Yeah. Jesse, you said it, he does it. That's the
I know,
rules.
But he's saying like you don't have a cringe corner song, like sorry.
Tough shit.
And Ross, you're gonna enjoy this one. This really checks a lot of boxes for you.
For me?
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
I love to end the week like this. Let's
all your
go,
favorite
dude.
People doing your favorite things.
Let's end Little Friday. With this. Oh, is it OJ? Is that yep. the Juice Brother?
Yeah.
Look at that.
A Swift chest bump.
Yeah, I did it.
What did you think of that?
I didn't know who the other girl was, but hey, I thought it was interesting. You know, just like you, I was thinking the same thing you were thinking.
The other girl was Mahomes' wife, by the way.
The Bombolas was hitting each other, you know.
It was a turn on. The boulder.
Juice still got it, dude. Juice still got it. He's
so
still getting bricked up, the Juice.
He saw Taylor Swift and Brittany Mahomes chest bump two blonde women,
yep.
and his spidey senses just went off.
Come
went
on,
off.
Dude. The Juice is still got. He's still with it, too, man. You know?
And that's also another form of freedom, too. Like the freedom that that the juice has.
Because he's already killed. He's already murdered.
He's already felt that feeling, gotten away with it. He's on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So he's able to just say shit like that, you know? Just be like, yeah, I saw that. I didn't know who the other girl was. Come on, boy. But
that's great.
When they knocked boulders together, yeah. I was turned on.
He was bricked up.
I saw this video last night that I thought was just a perfect representation of how Travis Kelce probably talks to Taylor Swift, and also how everybody I grew up with talks in high school.
Okay, perfect. Pop it up.
So
let's go.
Why you gonna answer the phone looking that good? Yeah, I've been killing it out on the field because you there. I'm trying to show out for your ass. It's field.
Oh,
why you
God.
Looking like that?
This is perfect.
Stop, bro. I'm gonna get you box seats for every game. You know what I'm saying? Every game. But low key, I really can't though. It's too many eyes on what's mine. You feel me? I ain't trying to have you looking that good in front of everybody. Do I like you? Stop, bro. Like, why would you even ask me that? I fuck with you so heavy. I seen that little handshake y'all was doing. It's crazy. We don't even have one. Wow. I knew you wasn't fucking with me. Y'all been wilding in the box seats. I love to see it, though. I love to see your ass. I'm going to have to get you box seats for the Super Bowl. Low-key, I wish your lad was on stage. If we had babies, though, they'd be tough. Okay. I'm just at a stage in my life where I think, like, low-key, I should, like, settle down.
Because
when I'm going to see you next. Let me fly you out, bro. I just bought that fat ass crib. You don't even want to stay tonight. This shit crazy.
Man, it's perfect. And that's exactly what I picture their conversations to be like.
Ugh.
For sure. And we all know that dude.
Okay, but do all your friends for real, or people back home really
from
talk
Delco,
like that?
Yes, 100%.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Guarantee everybody that I
still?
Grew up, no. Kids I grew up with.
Okay.
Some do. The ones that never got out.
Right.
The ones that didn't go to Penn State, clearly.
Yeah.
We had a buddy like that in high school, too. He was called White Sean. He was white. And that's why we called him that, where it was like, hey, dude, you know you're white, right? Like, otherwise, why you call me White Sean, yo? Because we have to remind you every day that you're white. And the way that you're acting and talking is definitely not as a white person. So, White Sean, you got to stop doing this bullshit. And, yeah, dude, he's still... talks like that, and y'all, good to see me. Y'all, man, you're killing it, man. Like the
look, this is how much. Yeah, this is how much I don't know though. Does Kelce kind of talk like that?
Yeah,
he does.
That's exactly what I show is close. His clothes
I don't
to
like,
me,
and it's clothes are one thing, but like
he gets a lineup too with like a shaved head.
Yeah,
no, he is for sure the of the Kelce clothes.
Sure.
The other one's the real dude.
Yeah, Jason's like, a dude.
Just a normal dude.
And Travis is kind of the kid.
He's a kid. He's a kid.
What's up? What you doing, girl? Yo.
That's the difference between what a skill position player sounds like and a lineman sounds like.
Yep. You know sure what I mean? Is, dude. One's smart, the other one's is he stupid? And yeah, there you have it with the Kelce brothers.
Yeah,
watch the doc on Amazon.
We thought we had a cringe corner, and Delco was like,
"He out-cringes.
Yeah.
He out-cringed.
I've got
the
a cringe
corner.
Yeah. I've got a cringier one."
But I mean,
for you.
Shouts to that kid, whoever's video that is, because
I know
he nailed it.
It is.
It's so
perfect.
That's why it's so cringy, because it's so fucking good.
It's perfect.
And you know that that's like the first time Taylor's had that kind of guy, too, because she's been going out with all these artists that are very thoughtful
100%.
And soft, but this guy's just hammering her.
She's been dating boys, and now she's with a man. And look, I don't know.
Who knows?
I say good for them.
Yeah, let them have fun. The only problem is Delco's got to worry about it. That relationship keeps going the whole season. Chiefs win the Super Bowl, beat the Eagles again, and that's nothing we can do about it.
Delco doesn't even really like the Eagles.
Yeah.
I mean, he like knows that he knows he's supposed to, but like, you know, he doesn't even really like them.
It's like one of two teams I care about.
Yeah. Would you give up an entire year's salary for an Eagles Super Bowl?
Nope.
No, I wouldn't be able to live.
You also already just got one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. No, I've already seen the title. And I did give up a year's salary. It's called 2019.
Yeah.
He's made that sacrifice already.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Speaking of sacrifice, we'll end it with Creed. My sacrifice. They won last night. Rangers won.
And they played higher right after they won the, mm-hmm. the World Series and held the trophy and all that stuff on
Play
TV.
It. So let's go out to it.
All right, let's
yeah,
go out
let's
to
go
it.
Let's go out to it today. I want, I, you know, we've been doing
my
this.
Sacrifice. Is that
me
what you want?
Higher. No, it's congratulations. It's Texas. Texas
do you want
Rangers
higher
won.
Or what? You have to say what.
Let's go. What do you feel like today?
Higher.
Creed's got so many higher. Hits, you know. One can never know.
Higher, higher.
They're going back on tour, kids. Rangers just won the World Series. Congratulations to them. Bruce Bochy, GOAT's manager status achieved.
Although he's under 500.
He's got four of them. Good for him. Good for the Rangers. Four people watched that game. One of them was a buddy of ours.
I
who's a diehard
it.
Rangers fan.
I this isn't the sports show,
it.
Motherfucker.
It's not. Give me out. I don't want to hear. Congratulations, everyone. We appreciate you tuning in. Go to iTunes, rate the show a 5-star, and leave a quick review. Also, head on over to Spotify. Just a 5-star, and you can walk away. For Jesse Wiseman, a.k.a. The Jables, I'm Ross Patterson. This is The Revolution. Let's take you higher, kids.
Oh, Buenos Tardes, sorry.
Yeah. So let's go there. Let's create our escape. Come on, let's go.